请让我和国成牧师一起来读今天晚上正道的经文。诗篇51篇。神啊，求你按你的慈爱恩待我，按你丰盛的怜悯涂去我的过犯。求你将我的罪孽洗涤净尽，解除我的罪，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪常在我面前。我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备的时候显为公义，判断的时候显为清白。看哪，我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。你所喜爱的是内心的诚实，求你在我隐秘处使我得智慧。求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音，使你所压伤的骨头可以踊跃。求你转脸不看我的罪，除去我一切的罪孽。
And from verse 10, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God. You who are God, my Savior, and my tongue will sing your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise.
各位在座的弟兄姐妹，还有在线上看直播的弟兄姐妹们，平安。
Peace to all of us who are here and also joining a service online.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们带着一颗感恩的心，今天晚上来到这里，我们谢谢你，谢谢你把你自己启示给我们，我们也谢谢你对我们不离不弃的爱。我们就恳求你在今天晚上借着你的话语来向我们说话，让你的灵运行在我们当中以至于我们的生命可以转向你，可以被你更新。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。
今天呢是大斋节的开始。
Today is the beginning of the season of Lent.
从今天一直到复活节，如果不算当中的6个主日的话呢，一共有40天。
There'll be 40 days from now until Easter Day, not including the 6 Sundays.
在这个期间，基督徒会深深地去思考罪的黑暗。
Christian will reflect on the darkness of sin during this period.
聚焦在耶稣基督在地上最后的那一段日子。
And focus our attention on the final journey that Jesus took on earth.
我们会纪念和默想他的受苦、受死与复活。
We remember and we meditate upon his suffering, death, and his resurrection.
感谢上帝的怜悯拯救。
And thank him for his mercy and deliverance.
根据教会的传统，今天被称为是圣灰星期三。
Today is Ash Wednesday according to church tradition.
我们会用灰烬在额头上画一个十字架。
And on this day,We remember it by marking a cross on the forehead.
灰烬提醒我们，人是有限的，我们的生命是脆弱的。
Ash reminds us that we are but fragile and finite.
因为人出于尘土，最后我们每一个人都会归回尘土。
For dust we are, and to dust we will return.
灰烬也标志着谦卑和悔改。
Ash also symbolizes humility and grief.
因为人最根本的困境就是被罪所侵蚀和缠绕。
Because the fundamental conundrum that man faces is encroachment of sin.
只有悔改转向上帝，向他的怜悯敞开，我们才有出路。
It's only when we turn to God and open ourselves unto His mercy that we find a way out.
刚才以琳传道为我们读的旧约经课，也就是约珥书的第二章。
Pastor Lin read for us earlier on from Joel chapter 2.
他非常形象地描绘了我们人类的困境。
The passage vividly described the kind of dilemma that man were in.
第一节的号角就警告说耶路撒冷要有灾难马上就来了。
In verse 1, the trumpet announced that disaster was coming to Jerusalem.
虽然我们其实不能够非常的肯定说他讲的是哪一件在历史中发生的事情。
Although we can't be sure which historical event it was referring to.
但是我们能看得出来它是一场军事方面的侵略。
But we know that it's going to be a military invasion.
而且这个灾难来得非常的紧迫，而且是非常严重的。
And that disaster that the city shall face will be something that happened quickly and severe.
而在这个军事的侵略的背后，圣经说是耶和华的日子。
And this military invasion, the Bible says that is this the day of the Lord.
而这个耶和华的日子，它来的让人非常的敬畏，它非常的可怕，而且没有办法抗拒。
And this day shall be something that is fearful. People will tremble. It will be a day that's unstoppable.
换一句话说，上帝发出了警告，他将要攻击他自己的城和他自己的百姓。
In other words, God is sounding the warning. He will be the one who attack his own city and his own people.
这个警告的目的不是要来吓唬人啊。
The warning was not to make people frightened.
而是要唤醒那些自以为一切都良好的以色列人。
But to awaken those Israelites who imagined that everything was okay, was all right.
让他们看清楚他们事实上真正的处境是怎样的。
And to help them see the true situation that they were facing.
上帝召唤他的百姓说：“你们要归回你们的上帝，你们要撕裂心肠。”
God was calling His people to return to Him with all their hearts and to even to rend their hearts.
因为这些百姓已经忘记了上帝是谁，已经忘记了上帝是绝对信实的。
Because they have forgotten who God is, not to mention that He is one who is steadfast.
因为上帝被遗忘，在公共的社会的层面，国家就会受到威胁。
When God is forgotten, then the country is in danger.
这样的威胁包括社会的扭曲和混乱，也包括人和人之间的不信任和欺诈。
When God is forgotten, we will find distortion within the city. We will see chaos. We will see deception all around.
但是整个的社会，整个的国家对这样的危险竟然一点察觉都没有。
But lo and behold, no one noticed a thing.
而让我们来看看我们现在的这个时代，这样的威胁其实也到处都是。
Well, but when we look at our own days, our own times, if we see carefully, we will find similar dangers lurking.
意识形态之间的激烈的冲突、战争、腐败、毒品、各种错乱的关系等等等等。
Today we hear about clashes in terms of ideology, wars, corruption, drugs, and all sorts of relationships that are messy and complicated.
这些外在的表现真正反映出来的是一种深层的威胁，是因为人类遗忘和抛弃上帝。
Now, all this external manifestation actually shows, that there's a threat further deeper in man. And this is because man has forsaken God.
这个是我们人类的天然的倾向。
And to forsake God, can we say, is a natural inclination of man.
其实任何的群体都是这样，因为其中的每一个人就是这样。
And it is the same across different people groups because that's human nature.
我们每一个人是这样，就是要把上帝放在一边，按照自己喜欢的方式，为着自己的利益来做事情。
We are saying that all men tend to set God aside, and the way we do things is.Hey, it's just going for what we ourselves would gain from what we try.
这样的一种情况，我们有一个非常熟悉的字来讲它，这就是罪。
And sin is actually the word that can describe all the situation that we've been mentioning.
而在诗篇五十一篇，诗人就看到了这样的一个事实。
The psalmist of the 51st Psalm saw this reality.
他发现自己陷在黑暗当中，被罪恶缠绕，于是他向上帝呼求说：“求你来救我。”
He found himself being trapped in sin, that he's being entangled by sin, and therefore he cried out to God, "Oh Lord, deliver me."
这是一篇非常真诚、直接、大胆的祷告。
So Psalm 51 is in fact a very sincere, direct, and bold.Prayer.
这个祷告的人，他一开始就向着上帝连着发出了四个恳求。
He began his prayer with four supplications.
他意识到说危险很大，罪恶非常可怕，而且他自己根本就无能为力。
He knew that the threats were formidable, and he himself was not able to handle it.
所以呢，他就迫切地恳求上帝恩待。涂抹，彻底的洗净罪孽，洁净我。
And so he prayed to God for his great compassion, for God to blot out his transgression, to wash away his iniquity, and to cleanse him from his sin.
他就好像是一个生了重病，正在死亡线上挣扎的那样一个人。
You can imagine the psalmist to be someone as if that he's at the brink of death because of ailment.
他迫切地求那个医生说：“医生啊，求你来救救我，你一定要来医治我。”
You can imagine a psalmist like someone who is crying out to the doctor, "Please save me."
后人呢，就给这一首的忏悔的诗加上了一个标题，说这个是啊大卫写的。
Well, the posterity gave a subject or title to this Psalm, they attribute it to David.
说因为大卫呢，他犯了奸淫，并且杀害了乌利亚之后，他被先知拿单责备，然后发出的忏悔。
Well, people believe that after David has committed adultery and have murdered Uriah, he was being rebuked by Nathan.
是。我们是可以从大卫的故事去理解这一首诗。
So we thought that, so people believe that David went to confession because being rebuked by Nathan, and we can try to imagine that the psalm is having this such a backstory.
根据撒母耳记的记载呢，大卫的确是做了极其邪恶的事情。
And according to the book of Samuel, yes, David did evil.
他在欲望的驱使之下，就抢夺了他手下将领的妻子，而且心安理得地设了一个阴谋，让那个丈夫死在战场上。
Well, his desire indeed caused him to take his soldier's wife. And, you know, with peace of mind, he set up a scheme to murder the woman's husband.
而当先知拿单来责备他的时候，大卫也的的确确的诚心诚意的认罪悔改。
And when he was being rebuked by Prophet Nathan, he sincerely repented.
不过呢，这一篇的祷告从开始到最后，其实他没有说到底发生了什么事情，这个人到底做错了什么。
However, if we were to read Psalm 51 for itself, it did not mention clearly what's the context.
所以我们其实可以在一个更加宽广的脉络里面来理解它。
And so we can also understand this psalm under a wider context.
而其中的这些真心的认罪，恳求上帝拯救，完全相信上帝洁净和更新，就会在我们的心中共鸣，成为我们每一个人的祷告，每一个人的心声。
The broader context is in fact the voice of our hearts. Anyone who come before God to confess their sin, who cry out to God for deliverance, who choose to ask God to renew and cleanse him, fits the meaning and message of this psalm.
诗人说，我知道我的过犯，我的罪常在我面前。
The psalmist says that for I know my transgression and my sin is always before me.
这是人心底最深的挣扎。
And that's the greatest struggle in man's heart.
被罪缠绕，那个怎么样努力都没有办法脱离它，它好像四处弥漫在我们的里面和外面，以至于我们没有任何一个地方可以去逃避它。
As in man could never quite get rid of the entanglement of sin, because it is so pervasive that man find nowhere to escape.
就好像一个人他生了很严重的心脏病，他身体的各个器官都没有办法得到充足的血液，充足的养分，都受到影响，没有办法正常的工作。
Well, man's problem with sin is comparable to someone with a heart disease, where the whole body is short in terms of blood supply, so much so that he cannot function normally.
而在第五节，他就进一步的承认，他说，我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
Come verse 5, he further admit that surely I was sinful at birth,Sinful from the time my mother conceived me.
诗人他在这里，他不是要给我们一个神学的解释，说哦，我们的罪是从哪里来的。
The psalmist isn't trying to give a theological explanation of the origin of sin.
他也不是要把他的责任推卸给他的父母。
And neither was he trying to blame his parents.
恰恰相反，他在说的是罪恶的威力非常的大。范围极其的广。
Conversely, he was trying to say that the power of sin is indeed formidable and its influence is very, very widespread.
所以无论是在什么时候，无论在哪里，它都是根深蒂固的在我们里面影响着我们。
And so at any time, any place, sin is there to trouble us or influence us.
正是因为这个现实，我们就会做各种得罪他人的事情。
And this is the very reason that we will offend other people in one way or another.
我们也会使出各种谋求利益的手段和伎俩。
And we will use all and different kind of means to seek benefits for ourselves.
而这些会让其他的人蒙受或大或小的损失或者伤害。
And doing so lead other people.To be hurt or suffer loss. It may be big or small, but yes, it's someone else that is facing losses because of us.
但是在本质上，这些都是得罪上帝，冒犯上帝。
But fundamentally, to do so is to sin against God.
所以诗人才在这里向上帝说，说我唯独得罪了你。
And therefore the psalmist confessed that he has but sinned against God.
因为我们带着上帝的形象，却没有活出一个人应该有的尊贵和良善。
Because much as we bear the image of God, we didn't live out the dignity and the kindness that should be ours
我也没有去尊重和善待其他人，他们同样也是上帝造的。
And neither do we respect and treat others with kindness, forgetting that they are also God's creatures.
在二十多年前，有一个刚刚信主的年轻的姐妹。
Some 20 years back, a sister who just converted.
有一个晚上呢，她就从朋友家里出来，天黑，她开车回家，倒车的时候呢，不小心撞到了停在路边的一辆车。
One night when she was leaving a friend's place and while reversing her car, she bumped.
她停下车来去看，发现那家车的门凹进去了一块。
She found that she has created a new design for the car behind, dented.
她犹豫了几分钟，想到这个事故会让她的保险费会上涨。
She was unsure for a couple of minutes, wonder what to do, and she was most worried about her NCD discount.
她看看左右没有人，就驾着车走了。
And when she saw no one was around,There she goes.
没想到回家之后，她的心里非常的不安，有几个晚上睡觉都很不踏实。
She never quite imagined at a point of time that when she reached home, she would feel very uneasy about the incident, and for a couple of nights she could not sleep well.
而按照平时他们习惯做的，她就和另外的一个姐妹呢，她们定期有一起的祷告，所以在祷告的时候，她就。说起了他最近的不安。
And so she went for her regular prayer meet, and during the prayer meet, she shared with other sisters the kind of unrest that she was feeling.
而那个姐妹其实根本不知道撞车的事情。
The person who hurt her doesn't know about the incident of the car crash.
但是她却直接地问说：“你是不是在什么事上得罪了上帝？”
Yet the hearer asked the question.Do you sin against God in something that you did recently?
这个处在不安当中的姐妹，她信主受洗的时候，她同意，她接受，每一个人都是有罪的。
So this person was feeling that unrest. During her baptism, she confessed that everybody is a sinner.
她也接受了耶稣基督的救恩。
And she accepted the saving grace of Christ.
不过在他的心里面，他总是觉得自己一向对别人都很好，常常帮助别人。
But deep in her heart, she thought that she's a good person, for she often helped other people.
他应该是比绝大多数人是一个高尚的人了。
And compared to many others, she should be reckoned to be more noble.
而他听到这个一起祷告的姐妹讲的这个话。那个话好像是一道光。
And when she heard the response from her prayer partner, what the prayer partner said was just like a light shining through.
她忽然看清楚了，原来自己不是一个好人。
She suddenly realized that she wasn't a good person actually.
她也不可能做一个好人。
And she was not even capable of being a good person.
她看到自己这么败坏。这么糟糕。
She see how corrupt and terrible she was as a person.
她终于在心里面完完全全的承认说自己需要耶稣基督的救赎。
And with that, she acknowledged plainly this time that she really needs Jesus' saving grace.
她在上帝的面前痛哭，承认自己的罪。祈求上帝的原谅。
She broke down before God, confessed her sin, and asked for forgiveness from God.
大家各位弟兄姐妹们可能已经猜出来了。这个人就是现在站在这里的这个人。
There's only one 姐妹 here. You all know who she's talking about.
我不知道你的状况现在的状况是怎么样的。
I do not know what's your condition or your heart condition at this point.
可能你已经信主很多年了。
Perhaps you have been a Christian for a long time.
也可能你干脆就是从小在教会长大的。
Perhaps we grew up in church.
我相信你们不会做出我年轻时候做出来的这么出格的事情。
And I don't think you'll do something as outrageous and inappropriate as what I've done.
不需要。那样一种戏剧性的一种 转变。
And probably you also don't need that kind of dramatic change.
但是当我们在读到诗篇五十一篇的时候
But when we read Psalm 51,
当我们读到说我知道我的过犯我的罪常在我面前的时候
When we read of those words that I know my sin and my sin is always before me
亲爱的弟兄姐妹你能感受得到罪的威力和影响吗
Dear brothers and sisters, when we read the words of Psalm 51, can we sense or perceive the power of sin?
你能因为这样生出悔改的心吗
Will we well up this readiness to confess and repent?
还是你在教会里面对罪这个词已经太熟悉了你听到他已经无感了。
Or perhaps we have heard so many times the word sin that we are numb towards it.
或者对你来说，认罪只是我们教会崇拜礼仪当中的一个环节，它是可有可无的。
Or perhaps,
come... 请让我和国成牧师一起来读今天晚上正道的经文。诗篇五十一篇，神啊，求你按你的慈爱恩待我，按你丰盛的怜悯涂去我的过犯，求你将我的罪孽洗涤净尽，洁除我的罪，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪常在我面前，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你。在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备的时候显为公义，判断的时候显为清白。看哪，我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。你所喜爱的是内心的诚实，求你在我隐秘处使我得智慧。求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白；求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音，使你所压伤的骨头可以踊跃；求你转脸不看我的罪，涂去我一切的罪孽。
And from verse 10. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God,You who are God, my Savior, and my tongue will sing your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise.
各位在座的弟兄姐妹还有在线上看直播的弟兄姐妹们平安
Peace to all of us who are here and also joining a service online
让我们一起低头祷告
Let us pray
亲爱的父神我们带着一颗感恩的心今天晚上来到这里我们谢谢你谢谢你把你自己启示给我们我们也谢谢你对我们不离不弃的爱我们就恳求你在今天晚上借着你的话语来向我们说话让你的灵运行在我们当中以至于我们的生命可以转向你可以被你更新谢谢你听我们的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名阿门。
阿门。
今天呢是大斋节的开始。
Today is the beginning of the season of Lent.
从今天一直到复活节，如果不算当中的六个主日的话呢，一共有四十天。
There'll be 40 days from now until Easter Day, not including the six Sundays.
在这个期间，基督徒会深深的去思考罪的黑暗。
Christian will reflect on the darkness of sin during this period.
聚焦在耶稣基督在地上最后的那一段日子。
And focus on our attention on the final journey that Jesus took on earth.
我们会纪念和默想他的受苦、受死与复活。
We remember and we meditate upon his suffering, death, and his resurrection.
感谢上帝的怜悯拯救。
And thank him for his mercy and deliverance.
根据教会的传统，今天被称为是圣灰星期三。
Today is Ash Wednesday according to church tradition.
我们会用灰烬在额头上画一个十字架。
And on this day, we remember it by marking a cross on the forehead.
灰烬提醒我们人是有限的，我们的生命是脆弱的。
Ash reminds us that we are but fragile and finite.
因为人出于尘土，最后我们每一个人都会归回尘土。
For dust we are, and to dust we will return.
灰烬也标志着谦卑和悔改。
Ash also symbolizes humility and grief.
因为人最根本的困境就是被罪所侵蚀和缠绕。
Because the fundamental conundrum that man faces is encroachment of sin.
只有悔改转向上帝，向他的怜悯敞开，我们才有出路。
It's only when we turn to God and open ourselves unto His mercy that we find a way out.
刚才宜琳传道为我们读的旧约经课，也就是约珥书的第二章。
Pastor Yiling read for us earlier on from Joel chapter 2.
他非常形象地描绘了我们人类的困境。
The passage vividly described the kind of dilemma that men were in.
第一节的号角就警告说耶路撒冷要有灾难马上就来了。
In verse 1, the trumpet announced that disaster was coming to Jerusalem.
虽然我们其实不能够非常的肯定说他讲的是哪一件在历史中发生的事情。
Although we can't be sure which historical event it was referring to.
但是我们能看得出来它是一场军事方面的侵略。
But we know that it's going to be a military invasion.
而且这个灾难来得非常的紧迫，而且是非常严重的。
And that disaster that the city shall face will be something that happened quickly and severe.
而在这个军事的侵略的背后，圣经说是耶和华的日子。
And this military invasion, the Bible says that is this the day of the Lord.
而这个耶和华的日子它来的让人非常的敬畏，它非常的可怕，而且没有办法抗拒。
And this day shall be something that is fearful. People will tremble. It will be a day that's unstoppable.
换一句话说，上帝发出了警告，他将要攻击他自己的城和他自己的百姓。
In other words, God is sounding the warning. He will be the one who attack his own city and his own people.
这个警告的目的不是要来吓唬人啊。
The warning was not to make people frightened.
而是要唤醒那些自以为一切都良好的以色列人。
But to awaken those Israelites who imagined that everything was okay, was alright.
让他们看清楚他们事实上真正的处境是怎样的。
And to help them see the true situation that they were facing.
上帝召唤他的百姓说：“你们要归回你们的上帝，你们要撕裂心肠。”
God was calling his people to return to him with all their hearts and to even to rend their hearts.
因为这些百姓已经忘记了上帝是谁， 已经忘记了上帝是绝对信实的。
Because they have forgotten who God is, not to mention that He is one who is steadfast.
因为上帝被遗忘，在公共的社会的层面，国家就会受到威胁。
When God is forgotten, then the country is in danger.
这样的威胁包括社会的扭曲和混乱，也包括人和人之间的不信任和欺诈。
When God is forgotten, we will find distortion within the city. We will see chaos. We will see deception all around.
但是整个的社会，整个的国家对这样的危险竟然一点察觉都没有。
But lo and behold, no one noticed a thing.
而让我们来看看我们现在的这个时代，这样的威胁其实也到处都是。
Well, but when we look at our own days, our own times,If we see carefully, we will find similar dangers lurking.
意识形态之间的激烈的冲突、战争、腐败、毒品、各种错乱的关系等等等等。
Today we hear about clashes in terms of ideology, wars, corruption, drugs, and all sorts of relationship that are messy and complicated.
这些外在的表现真正反映出来的是一种深层的威胁，是因为人类遗忘和抛弃上帝。
Now, all this external manifestation actually shows, that there's a threat further deeper in man. And this is because man has forsaken God.
这个是我们人类的天然的倾向。
And to forsake God, can we say, is a natural inclination of man.
其实任何的群体都是这样，因为其中的每一个人就是这样。
And it is the same across different people groups because that's human nature.
我们每一个人是这样，就是要把上帝放在一边，按照自己喜欢的方式，为着自己的利益来做事情。
We are saying that all men tend to set God aside.And the way we do things is just going for what we ourselves would gain from what we try.
这样的一种情况，我们有一个非常熟悉的字来讲它，这就是罪。
And sin is actually the word that can describe all the situation that we've been mentioning.
而在诗篇五十一篇诗人就看到了这样的一个事实。
The psalmist of the 51st Psalm saw this reality.
他发现自己陷在黑暗当中，被罪恶缠绕，于是他向上帝呼求说：“求你来救我。”
He found himself being trapped in sin, that he's being entangled by sin, and therefore he cried out to God, "Oh Lord, deliver me."
这是一篇非常真诚直接大胆的祷告。
So Psalm 51 is in fact a very sincere, direct and bold prayer.
这个祷告的人他一开始就向着上帝连着发出了四个恳求。
He began his prayer with four supplications.
他意识到说危险很大，罪恶非常可怕，而且他自己根本就无能为力。
He knew that the threats were formidable and he himself was not able to handle it.
所以呢，他就迫切地恳求上帝恩待、涂抹、彻底地洗净罪孽、洁净我。
And so he prayed to God for his great compassion, for God to blot out his transgression, to wash away his iniquity and to cleanse him from his sin.
他就好像是一个生了重病正在死亡线上挣扎的那样一个人。
You can imagine the psalmist to be someone as if that he's at the brink of death because of ailment.
他迫切地求那个医生说，医生啊，求你来救救我，你一定要来医治我。
You can imagine the psalmist like someone who is crying out to the doctor, please save me.
后人呢就给这一首的忏悔的诗加上了一个标题，说这个是大卫写的。
Well, the posterity gave a subject or title to this Psalm, they attribute it to David.
说因为大卫呢他犯了奸淫并且杀害了乌利亚之后他被先知拿单责备然后发出的忏悔。
Well, people believe that after David has committed adultery and have murdered Uriah, he was being rebuked by Nathan.
是我们是可以从大卫的故事去理解这一首诗。
So we thought that, so people believe that, David went to confession because being, rebuked by Nathan. And we can try to imagine that the Psalm is having this such a backstory.
根据撒母耳记的记载呢大卫的确是做了极其邪恶的事情。
And according to the book of Samuel, yes, David did evil.
他在欲望的驱使之下就抢夺了他手下将领的妻子而且心安理得地设了一个阴谋让那个丈夫死在战场上
Well, his desire indeed caused him to take his soldier's wife and you know, with peace of mind he set up a scheme to murder the woman's husband
而当先知拿单来责备他的时候大卫也的的确确的诚心诚意的认罪悔改。
And when he was being rebuked by Prophet Nathan, he sincerely repented.
不过呢，这一篇的祷告从开始到最后，其实他没有说到底发生了什么事情，这个人到底做错了什么。
However, if we were to read Psalm 51 for itself, it did not mention clearly.What's the context?
所以我们其实可以在一个更加宽广的脉络里面来理解它。
And so we can also understand this psalm under a wider context.
而其中的这些真心的认罪恳求上帝拯救完全相信上帝洁净和更新就会在我们的心中共鸣成为我们每一个人的祷告每一个人的心声
The broader context is in fact the voice of our hearts. Anyone who come before God to confess their sin, who cry out to God for deliverance, who choose to ask God to renew and cleanse him, fits the meaning and message of this psalm.
诗人说我知道我的过犯我的罪常在我面前
The psalmist says that for I know my transgression and my sin is always before me
这是人心底最深的挣扎
And that's the greatest struggle in man's heart
被罪缠绕那个怎么样努力都没有办法脱离它它好像四处弥漫在我们的里面和外面以至于我们没有任何一个地方可以去逃避它。
As in man could never quite get rid of the entanglement of sin, because it is so pervasive that man find nowhere to escape.
就好像一个人他生了很严重的心脏病，他身体的各个器官都没有办法得到充足的血液、充足的养分，都受到影响，没有办法正常的工作。
Well, man's problem with sin is comparable to someone with a heart disease, where the whole body is short in terms of blood supply, so much so that he cannot function normally.
而在第五节，他就进一步的承认，他说：“我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。”
Come verse 5, he further admit that surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me.
诗人他在这里他不是要给我们一个神学的解释说哦我的罪我们的罪是从哪里来的
The psalmist isn't trying to give a theological explanation of the origin of sin
他也不是要把他的责任推卸给他的父母
And neither was he trying to blame his parents
恰恰相反他在说的是罪恶的威力非常的大范围极其的广
Conversely, he was trying to say that the power of sin is indeed formidable and its influence is very, very widespread.
所以无论是在什么时候无论在哪里它都是根深蒂固的在我们里面影响着我们
And so at any time, any place, sin is there to trouble us or influence us.
正是因为这个现实，我们就会做各种得罪他人的事情。
And this is the very reason that we will offend other people in one way or another.
我们也会使出各种谋求利益的手段和伎俩。
And we will use all and different kind of means to seek benefits for ourselves.
而这些会让其他的人蒙受或大或小的损失或者伤害。
And doing so lead other people to be hurt or suffer loss. It may be big or small, but yes, it's someone else that is facing losses because of us.
但是在本质上，这些都是得罪上帝、冒犯上帝。
But fundamentally, to do so is to sin against God.
所以世人才在这里向上帝说：“说我唯独得罪了你。”
And therefore, the psalmist confessed that he has but sinned against God.
因为我们带着上帝的形象，却没有活出一个人应该有的尊贵和良善。
Because much as we bear the image of God, we didn't leave out the dignity and the kindness that should be ours.
我也没有去尊重和善待其他人，他们同样也是上帝造的。
And neither do we respect and treat others with kindness, forgetting that they are also God's creatures.
在二十多年前，有一个刚刚信主的年轻的姐妹。
Some 20 years back, a sister who just converted.
有一个晚上呢，她就从朋友家里出来，天黑，她开车回家，倒车的时候呢，不小心撞到了停在路边的一辆车。
One night when she was leaving a friend's place and while reversing her car, she bumped.
他停下车来去看，发现那架车的门凹进去了一块。
She found that she has created a new design for the car behind, dented.
他犹豫了几。